And I shared at the end of the board meeting what Fallbrook had meant to me, my experience here in this past 10 years. And I shared with the board that what I was so grateful about this church, it is a church that works together, prays together, and they also have fun together. Amen? They take time to be with each other. They take time to share God's love to one another. As we look at the different ministries in our church, men and women's ministry, pathfinders, community services, widow's mite, Wednesday morning prayer meeting, Wednesday evening prayer meeting, CRCP, prayer ministry, deacons and deaconesses, elders, our finance and board committees, our health lectures that we do here, our cooking classes, our evangelism, and that we're able to use these facilities. And can I share something important? It's all paid for. No debt. The offerings that you give can be used toward ministry, toward reaching others for Jesus. I spoke with Pastor Jones yesterday, and I asked Pastor Jones, what did you appreciate, and what do you appreciate about Fallbrook and its members? And without hesitation, Pastor Jones said, the faithfulness of our members. I never questioned their dedication and commitment. It showed in their financial support and the distance that many travel to come to church. I never doubted a project would get done. They always came together and made it happen. It is a church that is committed, dedicated to serve God and to serve one another. And if you might think that this is something that only the adults know about, Ella, before you go, it's passed down to the younger generation, brothers and sisters. Several years ago, about, I would say 5 years ago, you don't probably remember anymore, but 5-6 years ago, Ella and Amelia Mitchell, I don't think she's here today, they greeted me at the door. And they greeted me at the door with a card. And in that card, they wrote something encouraging for Pastor Sam. And that would have been great. That would have been awesome. But these two young ladies not only gave this card, but they also put $2 for the Fallbrook Seventh-day Adventist Church. Amen? They put $2 for this church. Their contribution. Why do they do this? Because they see adults modeling that type of behavior. You can go now if you want. I just wanted her to hear that. Do we praise God, brothers and sisters, for what God is doing with adults, with young people? And I wanted just to share with you at this moment a few pictures that I've had the privilege of taking. Some of you remember this 5 years ago, 6 years ago. It was cold here in Fallbrook. There's a little bit of snow there. You see it? In fact, it snowed in Marietta. I think there was several inches of snow too. But Fallbrook, we just got a little bit. I had some other pictures of the snow on the mountains, but this is the one I used. Praise the Lord, it's not always cold, so it's also warm. Beautiful sunsets around our church facility. God truly chose a beautiful place for us to worship. And we are able to enjoy peace and quiet and a place where we can find refuge, safety, security, and learn about his word. There's also during the week action sometimes. Yes, that's a helicopter in our parking lot. And somebody had a terrible accident out on the freeway. And so they came and they asked, could we use your parking lot to land a helicopter? We said, sure, go ahead. And they did. And they were able to help someone who was in need. Praise the Lord that it can also be used as a helicopter pad. Amen? Parents, some of you are getting ready for Oshkosh. This was my first experience with Oshkosh when I came to Fallbrook. And many of the Pathfinders, some of them you recognize there, now are in college. They're grown up. But praise the Lord for the ministry that this church has had with our Pathfinders. Activities that we have done inside and outside, as you can see. And something maybe I appreciate a lot about what happens here at Fallbrook is this. You see children working together, amen? Do you see them being creative? And you see adults working with our young people on projects. This was one that we did with Pastor Jeff in Arizona. And that was a group of young people who decided to go and serve those who were in need. Sometimes just out here, trying to move a palm tree. Brother Pete, Brother Troy, and Edwin were working on that project. Our staff with Dale, Lorraine, Pastor Jeff, and Bible workers. And something that I've noticed a lot is that people like to come together. And it doesn't matter what age you are, you can just relate and you can have a great time together. Sometimes it's outdoors. Sometimes we take a road trip and we're able to enjoy the fellowship with friends and with family. Again, our members working together with our young people, wanting to encourage them in their faith and walk with Jesus. Yep, that's Isai right there. And you don't see it, but it was 9 p.m. when he was up there, changing some light bulbs. Sometimes outdoors, working with our radio station, having to move it. And some of us remember that day. Yes, that's Betsy. And Betsy, I have you on video too. She can play the piano, just like Sister Jean Hildebrand can play the piano as well. And it's a joy to be able to hear them sing, hear them play, hear their gifts being shared. Why? Because they can. They're able. They're gifted. They're talented. They're willing to share what they have with others. Here we have our CRCP group. This was an international dinner that they were doing, so it was nicely decorated. The food was awesome. And we have members who come together, and they share a meal together or a birthday together. And we all enjoy being around a table. Isn't that true, brothers and sisters? We enjoy coming together, enjoying a meal together. Our Pathfinders, not too long ago in a camporee, Brother Troy, Curtis Brownlow, with our young people. They've been leading out. And we can pray for them. Amen, brothers and sisters? They have a big project coming up. It's in August when they go up to Oshkosh. And we can all participate in helping them get there. So we are praying that it will be a beautiful experience for all of our young people as they meet with other Pathfinders from around the world. More food at Fallbrook, amen? We love to eat and love to share And our young people as well are there sharing with a special music. Again, this summer we had our VBS, Pastor Greg Harper, his lovely wife Allison, led out, and we had kids enjoying, again, the work that each one of you put in sharing Jesus. A lot happens in this church. Brother Dale has been a big part of that. He's not able to be with us today. He wasn't feeling well. He shared he wanted to come, but was not feeling well. But the work that he does, you would think, goes unnoticed. It doesn't. In fact, look at that. We have kids who want to help out too. They want to help, and it's just beautiful, again, to see our members working together. No matter the age, no matter the situation, they come together and they share a beautiful time together. Dan, with some of our guests who had come from the East Coast, my brother-in-law Hugo, again, opening their doors, inviting people in, sharing with them the things that God is doing here at Fallbrook. And yes, more time around the table. Amen. Time hiking as well. Outdoors, beautiful time together. And this is now our teen, Lorraine, Pastor Greg, Ivan, Dale, myself, this year. Again, enjoying the blessings that God has given us and being able to serve this congregation. Are we blessed, brothers and sisters? Amen. We are immensely blessed. And we are blessed that we have so many of our members who are willing to put of their time and effort to make things happen at Fallbrook. I want to share a story from the Gospel of Matthew, the Gospel of Mark, the Gospel of Luke. I won't take long. It's a story that we all know well. A story of a man who was crippled, a man who was discouraged, a man who had lost maybe faith because everyone he went to basically told him, there's no hope for you. You've sinned too much. You've gone too far. There's nothing anyone can do for you. And this paralytic man heard from his friends that Jesus was in town. And when Jesus is in town, good things happen. Amen? When Jesus is in town, there is healing. The Gospel of Luke tells us in verse 17, chapter 5, verse 17, now it happened on a certain day as he was teaching that there were Pharisees and teachers of the law sitting by who had come out of every town of Galilee, Judea, and Jerusalem, and the power of the Lord was present to heal them. Yes, what Jesus was able to do for those who were blind, for those who were lame, for those who had leprosy, Jesus could do the same for those who were spiritually dead, spiritually hurting, spiritually weak. The power of the Lord was present to heal them. And the Gospel of Luke tells us, behold, men brought on a bed a man who was paralyzed, whom they sought to bring in and lay before him. Praise the Lord for friends. Amen. Praise the Lord for parents. Praise the Lord for children who bring family members, who bring friends to this place because there is power to heal in this place. Amen? The same power that Jesus had then, he continues to have today. The Gospel of Mark tells us it was four men who brought this paralytic man before Jesus. But the crowd was too big. There was no space inside. Nowhere to sit, nowhere to stand. It was full. In fact, it was so full they couldn't even get through the door. It was that full. But the Bible tells us that these friends did not give up. In fact, they did something I would have no idea how to do this. Verse 19 tells us, and when they could not find how they might bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the housetop and let him down with his bed through the tiling into the midst before Jesus. A little bit of construction that I learned was in my college years, brothers and sisters. I had a friend who's now passed away, Joachim Koting. And his father was a man who had a construction company. And it was a small construction company in Freiburg, Switzerland. And he asked me, what are you doing this summer? And I said, I don't have a job, but I'll find something once I get back to the United States. He said, why don't you come to Switzerland? You can work for my father. I said, great. I'll have an opportunity to learn the French language. I'll work and hopefully get some money for school. I think it was like the second or third week on the job. I broke a $500 tool. Ooh. Monsieur Humbert, Cotin, he was mad. How could you break this? This is like impossible to break. I managed, brothers and sisters. I don't know. I just managed to break this tool. I was quickly put on the demolishing crew. Yes, that was my specialty. I could take things apart, break them down, and Joachim and his dad and the rest, they could build things back up again. These men, they knew what they were doing. They knew how to remove the tile on the roof. They knew how to make the space big enough to bring down a bed. Because they wanted their friend to be before Jesus. They knew that was the only opportunity, the only chance. And this is something that all Gospels say, a beautiful message. When he saw their faith, he said to him, all Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, don't use the singular form, his faith, but the plural form, their faith. It wasn't just the faith of the paralytic. Jesus saw the faith of these four men who were carrying their friend because they wanted Jesus to do something for them. Brothers and sisters, we have seen your faithfulness. And God has seen your faithfulness. And it continues to show in what you do. Jesus said to this man, man, your sins are forgiven. Is there anything more important than that, brothers and sisters? Is there anything else that we want or desire? There's great peace in knowing that our sins are forgiven. Amen? There's great peace in knowing that Jesus is walking with us. Amen? There's great peace. And this man's burden was lifted up at that moment. That was it. He had what he had come for. He had heard Jesus pronounce the words, your sins are forgiven. There were others who did not believe and doubted what Jesus had just done. And Jesus basically said to them, why are you reasoning in your hearts? Which is easier to say, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, rise up and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the man who was paralyzed, I say to you, arise, take up your bed, and go to your house. This beautiful story illustrates what I believe can happen also today. Thousands today suffering from physical disease, like the paralytic, long for the message, thy sins are forgiven. The healer of the soul alone can impart vigor to the mind and health to the body. Amen? Who alone can give us true physical healing and true spiritual healing? Jesus. Jesus still has the same life-giving power as when on earth he healed the sick and spoke forgiveness to the sinner. He forgiveth all thine iniquities. He healeth all thy diseases. What was the result, brothers and sisters? There was great joy in the heart of that man. There was great joy in that house where all of them had come together and said, whoa, what are these things? What are these amazing things that are happening today? But there was even more joy in the house of this man when he returned. It says, purity and peace had taken the place of the marks of sin and suffering. This man and his family were ready to lay down their lives for Jesus. No doubt dimmed their faith in him who had brought light into their darkened home. They were ready to give it all. They were ready to do what was needed in order to fulfill the mission that God had given them. I spoke with Pastor Paul Lundgren. Some of you might not know this, but Pastor Paul Lundgren was the pastor here at Fallbrook when this church was built. And for those who have done building projects, I hear it is not an easy task. But these are the words that he emailed me and he texted me. When Jesus called the Fallbrook Church to step out in faith and make the sacrifice to build a new church, you gave your all. Time, treasures, and talent. This includes energy, sweat, support, and prayers. So much love, faith, prayers, and tears went into making Fallbrook the church it is today. Thank you for all you continue to do for our precious and wonderful Savior, Jesus, and for each other. Are those beautiful words, brothers and sisters? Beautiful words. Again, a token of appreciation for what each one of you do. But you might ask yourself, what can I give? I'm just a kid. Or maybe I'm too old. Or I don't have much. Paul, speaking to the Romans, shares this thought with us that I would like to share with each one of you as we conclude. Romans chapter 12, verse 1, 2, and you can continue reading on down through the verses. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. and do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Fallbrook Church family, thank you. Thank you for your service. Thank you for your gifts and talents that you constantly share here at Fallbrook. Thank you for letting Jesus use you to bring others to him. Amen.